hello and welcome to A Fistful of Truth. I am your host, Delara Essengill, and this is my highly censored podcast. You can find A Fistful of Truth on Anchor.fm, Apple Podcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Spotify, and much more are all listed on the Anchor.fm portal. We're almost up to 100,000 listens to the podcast. I've been doing this for a year, ever since we got the great Twitter purge, which we're going to talk about slightly tonight, but not too long, because today is the 22nd of November, 2022, and it's Tuesday, so you are listening to Secrets of the Celebrities here on A Fistful of Truth. You can also find me on my blog, DelaraEssengill.blog. You can find me at DelaraEssengill.blog, where the latest articles are posted in descending order. So the top one is the latest one that I've written. You can check for any information by simply typing in a word to the keyword search bar on the far right. Pull up topics like Baphomet genetic manipulation. Pull up topics on Weinstein that we're going to talk about tonight. Secrets of the Celebrities, Surviving the Storm, LA Non-Confidential, Snackanon. Search for these terms. You'll find lots of decodes and more, all at DelaraEssengill.blog. But please don't forget to scroll all the way down to the right side and enter your email address, please, so I can stay in touch with you, because I've been censored in ways that I can't even describe. All sorts of things has happened to me during the last year that I've been trying to put out this information. I've been doing this since 2009, folks, 2013 officially on the blog. And thank God for POTUS and the people that are in charge of this movement to help free us, as none of us are free until all of us are free. So kindly enter your email address. All you'll get is a notification of a new blog post. You will not be able to find me sometimes if you don't do this. There's people who write to me and try to find me saying, I can't even pull up your blog. All sorts of crazy things happen. So the way to ensure that you stay up on the information that I post that's really pertinent to our survival is to enter your email address on the blog on the far right side. And I say that because if you check out the last article, I'm talking about radiation, because the cell phone is radiating us. And I just updated the article I wrote about radiation and how to protect yourself, because POTUS has been trying to tell us. I posted a clip from POTUS, but I updated it with an EMF meter. I'm going to share that video in a vlogcast I'm doing this week later, where you can see what's going on with my personal cell phone when it's not in airplane mode and it's on the, I believe it's on the 4G or 3G network out where I am. I can't even imagine what it would be like on the 5G radiation network. I can feel it in my hands, folks, when I turn that damn thing on. It is not good for us. It's radiating us. If you've ever known anybody who's gone through cancer treatment, chemotherapy, radiation, people's hair falls out, people have stomach issues, they throw up, they have diarrhea. It's so bad and so sad and so horrible. And that's what radiation does to us. This is just doing it more slowly. They're cranking it up because this is the biggest witch hunt we've ever seen. You need to protect yourself. And the way to do it is with Soma Vedic. That's the best thing you can possibly do. I have the Vedic. I also am about to get the little mini ones to carry around with me, because they last throughout the day when you're amongst insane shoppers and vaxxed out zombies, where they've got their phones in their hands and they're just, everybody's radiating you. Imagine if you're in a crowd of people at like a Costco or on public transit, or you're just walking down the street, or you live in close proximity to your neighbors, or you live anywhere, because these frequencies are everywhere in the air. You could be out in the middle of nowhere, people are getting radiated. I'm not kidding you guys. But the best thing you can do is to mitigate the harmful effects of that radiation on your blood, on your system. Please read my article called, I believe it's about how to stop radiation, or whatever the last article is on the blog. Please go there and check it out, because it's really important that we all do the best we can. Soma Vedic is having a sale. It's in the podcast description. Scroll down to wherever you're watching this. There's a link, and it's 20% off right now. Delara 20, my name, D-I-L-A-R-A 20. I just got two little mini devices, and I have the Vedic in my house, and I know some friends who just got it, and we are all extremely happy that we have this thing. Trust me, you don't want to be too late on this. Don't wait till it's too late. Check out Soma Vedic, and thank you to all the people at Soma Vedic who are working with me on bringing to you this technology, as a lot of the celebrities have this in their homes. You guys, we're going to talk about this today just a little bit at the end, because today's topic is a little different, but these assholes have so much stuff to protect them from things that are killing us, from vitamins to minerals to things that you've never seen before. And I got to see, because I got to, I used to know somebody who did locations for films, and I got to see all these famous people's homes through this person. That's how I got to actually be in these people's homes, because it's not normal to have to be able to see how everybody lives. You see people at events, you see people at parties, you see people at meetings and industry events. But I got to see how these people live. And I'm telling you, I couldn't believe the amount of stuff they take and know about that we have absolutely no idea about. And in fact, there's some things that you guys still don't know about, I still don't know about, and I've seen, and it's just mind-blowing, the tech they use to keep themselves okay while we suffer. No more. Sheep no more. Sheep no more. All right. Next, if you want to find all this information, you can find everything on afistfuloftruth.com. Features the latest blog posts, podcasts, and more. Afistfuloftruth.com. You can also see a video that I did about the sum of Vedic and how to protect yourself from 5G. It's going to become a really big topic, folks. I'm on top of it early because I personally was getting affected by this. Phone no more. I refuse to be on my phone as much as possible, and I advise you guys to do the same thing. Don't hold that thing on your body. Don't put it close to your head. Don't put it in your hands. Right now is not a good time to be using these phones at all. I know that they're going to be doing something about this because it's not the phone. It's not the TV. God, TV. It's not the computer or the food or the water or the air that's bad. It's the people that are manipulating it. So once we're away and done with these people, which isn't going to be yet, you've got to mitigate the effects and harmful stuff that's coming at us from every angle that I just described and more. All right. So moving on, today is Tuesday again, the 22nd of November, Thanksgiving week. Yesterday was going to be a Monday Matters, but guys, I am swamped. So I'm trying to give you as much info as I possibly can. I know everybody's very busy with their holiday schedule, but I just couldn't help myself. I checked in. I wasn't going to do a podcast today. And I'm like, you know what? I just looked at the news about this Weinstein fish chode. And there's some really interesting things that are going on here in Los Angeles. And you can check out the latest article about this sick, vile vermin. And it's called The Gruesome Nuisance, featuring Harvey Weinstein and his fish-like chode. That's the article that I'm referring to during this podcast, but I'm going to be telling you guys some things that you probably haven't heard. So let's talk about today's secret of the celebrities, which is some stuff that's coming out in the Weinstein trial that's not going to be publicized, but I'm going to tell you. Here we go. So if you've been listening and tuning into the last few secrets of the celebrities, I've been going over the Harvey Weinstein. He's so gross. The Harvey Weinstein trial here in LA. And for those of you who may or may not know exactly what's going on, please go back before you continue and please read or listen to. You can read the article that I just mentioned at the intro, The Gruesome Nuisance, which is a whole other, my God, featuring Harvey Weinstein and his fish-like chode. We'll talk about that in a second. But also, please listen to the previous two podcasts because they are in sequential order and it'll explain, you'll understand more about what I'm saying today. If you've also been following my podcast from the early days or just listening to different places where I've given this information before, I've been talking a lot about the way before the Twitter suspension happened, which is still underway. They're still restoring stuff. The reality is that they are taking certain people in. Certain people have kill switches. Certain people have made, I know they say no deals, but certain people have made some kind of deal by giving up other people. I mean, it's not like they're, they may be getting 180 years instead of, you know, 500 years in jail, which really doesn't make that big of a difference because they're goners. Now, they did take in Allison Mack, remember her from Smallville, and they took in Ray Chandler, which is actually a dude, but Rachel Chandler, the boy dressed as a girl who helped traffic a bunch of young kids to Epstein's system, not just island. But you can take a look at the article I have on my blog called Ray Chandler, Child Handler. And that thread, once upon a time, was very popular on Twitter. And I think it helped a lot of people see what I had seen in Hollywood from the people extracting teeth from celebrities and using them in cloning centers to children getting trafficked to stories of people being eaten. And these are things that all came to me personally from famous people, not so famous people, and people who worked in the industry. So that's just a very quick nutshell of stuff that I've gone over. I have interviews and I have articles all over my blog that you can check out. And there's all sorts of information that you can search for on the blog and do your research as well. But, you know, be careful who you follow, because there's a lot of fakes and frauds out there that say they know what they're talking about and they truly don't. I really honestly believe that God let me witness all of this so that I could speak the truth for a lot of these victims. And I've been working with victims of this stuff for quite some time, from my early childhood. So fast forward, here we are talking about the Weinstein trial. I just wanted to give you guys a little bit of background as to what I was saying before, because these people like Ray Chandler and Allison Mack gave up a lot of names. And I've been explaining how they took in, you know, I heard about them taking, they were going to take in, and I heard about them taking in Weinstein before it happened. A lot of the news never talked about how they took in David Geffen, and Spacey has been talked about. And there's been other people that I can't name that have been taken in and questioned. And they've, some of them, a lot of them, have sang like a bird. Even husbands against wives and wives against husbands have sang like a bird. I know there's some, you know, exclusions and protections there by law, but not when it comes to this kind of RICO status, treason status, military tribunal status stuff. I mean, this stuff just goes beyond the everyday court procedure, because this is no longer in the hands of the courts. A lot of this is in hands of the military. So backing up, the Weinstein is now in the court, the regular court system, because they're, you know, talking about it and he's being brought to trial. So let's just go over real quick what it is that's going on with the Weinstein trial. Give us a quick background here. In February of 2020, a New York jury, so that's in New York. Okay, now I'm talking about New York, 2020. They found Mr. Weinstein, the vermin, the producer. Have you ever looked at this guy's face? I mean, his face. I'm sorry. I've had to start this podcast a few times, because every time I take a look at these pictures, I'm talking from my computer with reference articles that I've made. I'm so disgusted by this guy's face. He literally just looks like a pile of shit. I mean, he's the dirtiest, nastiest person. And there's tons of Weinsteins in Hollywood. And all these actors and actresses that you see that are famous, they've had to do something for people like this. Don't think that it just happens by itself. It doesn't. If you're famous, like I'm talking famous, famous, not you were in a print ad, or you were an extra, or you were, you know, on a TV series maybe a few times, or maybe you did one movie, or maybe you were in some indie film, or maybe you had like a one-hit wonder. Not those people. I'm talking people that are superstars, okay? They've had to bend over, give it, take it, suck it, do whatever they had to do to get there. Don't ever think that anybody made them do it. They chose it because they have a need for fame. They're all narcissists and they're all fucked up. So unfollow them. So let me go back. See, it's so hard for me to talk about this stuff because they're so vile. In February 2020, a jury in New York, he was tried in New York. And, you know, they give themselves these Oscars. I don't even think he's any good at doing anything. Okay. These are all lies. They steal things from people. Good people go in there, present him with a script, and guess what happens? It gets stolen. This almost happened to me 2 or 3 times. And that's why I never sold anything to Hollywood, because I know what they do. This guy was found, Weinstein was found guilty of criminal assault and rape. Okay, so here we go, special victims. That's my area. Assault and rape, he was found guilty in 2020 by a New York jury. Now, it's 2.5 years later. We're in 2022. We're going into 2023. He's being tried again in California. This isn't double jeopardy like POTUS has been talking about. He's being tried in California for 11 more charges. These are different charges. And there's an article that was by the horrible New York Times. It said jurors in this trial received an instruction. So the jury instructions for the jurors in Los Angeles during this trial that we're in right now with Weinstein, the judge barred the jurors, all right, from watching the trailer for the movie, she said. Yeah, you read that right. The judge said, you guys can't watch the trailer because the jury is supposed to be, you know, an unbiased selection of 12 people that are, who hasn't heard about this scumbag? Seriously, I mean, where did they get these jurors, first of all? But anyway, it doesn't matter. So this movie, she said, I don't know if you guys know about this. It's a pretty much about Weinstein and it's about this Me Too movement, but I'm really not a fan of any kind of movie out of Hollywood, especially one that Universal's putting out. So I'm not going to talk about it, but basically the judges said, you can't basically watch this. Now, what interests me more, and I wanted to talk about today on this podcast, let me make sure we're still recording here, is two things. One is my article about the gruesome Newsoms. So apparently the gruesome Newsoms had some relationship with the Harvey Weinstein with his little walker going on. And apparently Jennifer Newsom described Weinstein's fish-like penis that looked more like a vagina than a chode. This is literally, well, than a penis, but this is literally what Jennifer Newsom actually said in court. And I think it's absolutely hilarious. But if you've been listening to what I've been saying, I've been talking about these sick pedophiles and how they're always lacking and they're usually deformed in some way when it comes to their genital region, these men. And I write in my article, you can ask an SVU detective about this stuff because they have to look at photographs of this sick shit. Yes, it's true. When these crimes happen, they take pictures of the genitalia of these people and the crimes and the, God forbid, the horrible things that happen. I'm not going to describe it because you guys don't need to hear this and you don't want to unsee or you won't be able to unhear what I say. But there's really disgusting things that we have to look at in the prosecutor's office when I work there in SVU. It's horrific what you have to see. But because I've had to see these things, I always said during these interviews that these people, like the Weinsteins and the Spaceys and these gruesome people, they're not even human, are deformed. And that's part of their reason why they want to be, why they're pedophiles. And a lot of their deformity comes from many reasons. And that was the great question that Sandra, the Anon, asked. You can see the article. You can see the comments at the end of the article on the blog post would be the best part or the best way to go read all that. So I don't have to read it all and take up more of your time on this podcast. But there's a reason for that deformity. And that's contained in the notes on the bottom of the blog article titled The Gruesome Newsoms Featuring Harvey Weinstein at DelaraEssengill.blog. These people aren't even human and their DNA is so altered and you'll see why, but it's something that is to be considered because they're so vile on every level that they have to go hurt children and, you know, mentally, physically, spiritually sick people that just need to have the millstone tied around their neck, dropped somewhere and never to be seen from again. That's what I pray for these people. But there's a lot of other stuff that's happening. You can check out the article. There's an article about Gavin Newsom's wife breaking down about the fish-like penis that's posted there. But in addition to all of this, here is what's more important that you're not going to hear anywhere else. So 3 days ago, there's other names that are getting involved with the Weinstein trial. So we talked about Allison Mack. We talked about Ray Chandler. They gave up a bunch of names and the people who they've given up don't even know that they've been given up. Not all of them. Not yet. It's going to come as a big surprise. I wouldn't be surprised if it's going to be one of these holidays where these jackasses are home and in comes the big bad Marines and just takes them away. Don't we wish we could all see that? My God, you know, that's the way to solve all national debt pay-per-view. We've all made jokes about it, but it's true. But what you're going to see with Weinstein is he squealed like a bitch. So did Kevin Spacey. So did David Geffen. They gave up a lot of people. You see them in the media, whether or not they're really them or not, it doesn't matter. They have to play their part because they have, given up so many people. And those people, I don't even think know what's going on. Not all of them yet. So here's the new names that have been thrown into the Weinstein trial. Now, Weinstein's giving up people. We're starting to see Quentin Tarantino. Talk about deformed. Have you seen this guy's face? I mean, just looking at him and Weinstein, you can lose about 10 pounds. You won't eat for like a few days. If you actually met them, you could probably just fast for 2 weeks because the idea and concept of food and these guys' faces, it just doesn't even mix. Quentin Tarantino is now being bought up in the Weinstein trial. And he's saying, oh, he would have confronted Harvey Weinstein, but he didn't. Well, here's something about Quentin Tarantino. And I've said this in a few places before, but maybe you haven't heard it. I've heard that this drug addict is what I've heard. He's a drug addict. He's a heroin user is what I've heard. And he has kept girls in cages in his place. And there's pictures of him online. They were distributed. I don't know if you can pull them up now because a lot of stuff has been scrubbed with very young girls doing all sorts of weird things. But, you know, this demon, this complete and utter ugly demon, God, he's ugly, is, God, if they had an ugly contest between Tarantino and Weinstein, I don't know, man, that could be a serious tie. But he would keep girls in cages in his house. So this is what I've heard. And I won't give up how I've heard that because, again, I have to keep some confidentiality and protect people as much as I can. But you're seeing Quentin Tarantino come up, and I promise you there's going to be some more news about him. You're also seeing 9 hours ago, guess whose name is coming into the Weinstein trial? Brad Pitt or Barbara Pitt, another inversion, another Hollywood inversion. I've seen this thing in real life, and it's not anywhere near as masculine as you might think. It looks quite like a female in person, and that's just my opinion, and I'm entitled to it. But his name is being brought up in the Weinstein case, and he's getting called out for executive producing She Said. But really, you know, it's like these people that are saying that they are against pedophilia, like that little, another ugly one that looks completely deformed, Elijah Wood, another deformity of Hollywood, pedo Wood. But he's actually, you know, on the pedo list, but he's talking out against pedophilia. Now, they often do this. Those who cry out and shout the loudest, you know, people who say, oh yeah, I'm not a pedophile and I'm against pedophilia, but they're really pedophiles. Oh, I don't use adrenochrome. I hate adrenochrome, but they're really doing the adrenochrome. Or, you know, I'm this holy person. I'm this holy person. I'm the Pope, but look what they're doing in the background. And you know what? This trickles down to the truthers, guys. Keep your eyes open. You guys are getting fooled. Just like we were fooled by all these actors and famous people, all their low-life digital assets that have their little Telegram channels, how they have their little Twitter followers, Truth Social. God, that's the worst. Truth Social is the worst place when it comes to these people, which is why I think they're rounding them up there. They're just the low lives, the lower echelon versions of these assholes. So be very careful. Stop listening to all of them. Just like how all of Hollywood is infested, all of this movement is infested. These people are nobodies. They're all nobodies, and they're trying to control the narrative. So tune them out. Anyway, back to this case. So they threw in the gruesome Newsoms, you know, apparently both Gavin and Jennifer, God, so much to say about that, but I got to just stick to the subject of Weinstein here, got thrown into the case, having had relationships with the Weinstein. And I don't know how much you want to make of that or how deep you want to go, but you can just use your imagination and try to wipe it from your mind. But then you've got people coming into the picture like Tarantino, Brad Pitt. And then I want you guys to watch for who's connected to Brad Pitt, who's connected to Tarantino. Everybody, all of them are dirty. And Weinstein's going to be the axle, the public nuisance that they're making of him, the public shaming there's a lot of them, but they're using him because he was tied to a lot of people. I wouldn't be surprised if we hear about Oprah and Dr. Phil next. I hope we do, because time is running out for these people. The Patriots are getting impatient. And we've really just, like POTUS said, we've all had enough and we've got to take care of business. Thank you for tuning in to today's Fistful of Truth, Celebrities, Secrets of the Celebrities. My God, these people should not be celebrities. I hope they are infamous forever and ever for their crimes against humanity. May they go down for all of their crimes. May they be punished, and may we get to witness what it is that God will allow us to witness, so that these people all pay dearly. And may they suffer for the suffering they brought upon innocent children and victims, men, women, children alike. May they all pay, in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. So I also want to thank everybody who has been writing in. You guys have been leaving some great comments. Thank you to Sandra. You wrote me a great message on the blog. I just wanted to say thank you to you, and also to all the different people that write into me and say how you're doing with your journey to truth, and what, you know, what's going on for you, because it's important for me to hear from you guys too. You know, I'm just here spewing stuff that I see, but I love it. I love hearing from you guys. So leave a comment on the blog if you can. That is the best way to do it. And please, no personal emails. I don't take any inquiries. Actually, there's somebody who goes through all the information that comes through the website for business purposes only, which is afistfuloftruth.com. In the meantime, also, I want to thank everybody who, all the companies who work with afistfuloftruth.com, Mission Darkness, Faraday Protection, check that out. I do have some stuff I posted recently on my Telegram channel, keeps out all sorts of negative frequencies that we're talking about. The best product to get is indeed, again, the Soma Vedic. It is on sale. They have some Black Friday thing going on, but they're doing it through the 30th, the end of the month. Great people. I was able to meet with the head of the company recently, and they're just amazing people. The creator was friends with my dear client and friend, Dr. Masaru Emoto. So a lot of this stuff is not only, you know, used to structure your water and harmonize your living space, but it literally puts a bubble of protection around your home and your workspace. Depending on the model you get, mine does it in 100 feet per direction. So whatever 5G, whatever frequency is coming at me, take that, says the Soma Vedic, and mitigates the frequencies so that my body and whoever's in my living space, whether it's people, pets, even neighbors are benefited by this, even though they don't know. It actually helps. You can see the studies on your blood. You guys take a look at it because it's really serious. It's like kind of like, you know how we don't eat fast food because we know what's in it? Hopefully you're not doing that. This is the same. This is just as important, because it's not just what you put in your body, it's what you're letting affect your body. More and more people are going to be talking about how they have stomach symptoms, gut symptoms. People are reporting things like, you know, irregular bowel movements. I know you guys, you can laugh at this. People are reporting belching. They're reporting, they are getting nauseated. People are reporting these things to me. I talk with all sorts of different people. People tell me all sorts of different information. I am not a doctor, but guess who is? Dr. Stella Emanuel. You can check out what she's talking about here. She graced us with her presence. God bless that woman and protect her. She gave us a great interview here on A Fistful of Truth, and there's an article about her on the blog, and I recommend that you actually check that out. Dr. Stella Emanuel, A Fistful of Truth presents Dr. Stella Emanuel. The actual entire interview was posted on Rumble, because the day after she was here, they took down my entire blog followers, and they were trying to take the blog down, and that didn't work out too well for them, because guess what? POTUS is back on Twitter, just like I told you guys he would be. April 2022, you can go check out Guess Who's Coming Back to Twitter. I had a prediction and I broke it down. And no, my predictions aren't psychic. They're not coming from 5D. They're coming from experience, and they're coming from analysis and what I look at and how much attention I pay to the different people that I've been talking to throughout this movement who don't have YouTube channels and they're not truthers. I talk with real people that are behind the scenes, a lot of law enforcement people, some that have been actually called back to work, and they are doing the best for our country, and God bless all of them. So in the meantime, I'd like to point out that this is Thanksgiving week, and today is Tuesday, so there's probably not going to be a regular podcast every day this week. Tomorrow you can expect, hopefully, she'll make it, a special guest here, but I won't be announcing that until we find out if she's indeed going to make it or not on A Fistful of Laughs. So do tune in, and please kindly, the way to help this podcast is to share this information. So click, copy, and paste the URL to this content or maybe some other content, like especially the Dr. Stella. If you're going to share anything, share Dr. Stella's interview, share the interview with Dr. Lewis, share any of the interviews with the physicians that have been here. Highly important information, especially from Dr. Stella. You know, she's been saving life after life after life here with the protocols and what she talks about and discusses. Again, the full video is indeed on Rumble, but there's a blog post at DelaraEssengill.blog where you can read about her achievements and her links and how to get in touch with her and all sorts of different things that Dr. Stella is doing, including a prayer that she's conducting to help save America and save humanity, which is very, very important. So check that all out. It's all located for your convenience at DelaraEssengill.blog. Don't forget to click and share and come over to Telegram, and I will be back on Twitter eventually. We will, most of us will be back. I think they're going to do a show clean out, and we'll talk about that on some other episode. Also, stay tuned for the new coming show, which we had a pilot to on Saturday night with Snackanon. We have a name. It came from one of the Anons. We're going to announce it later on this week. So stay tuned for a new and exciting show coming up with the one and only Snackanon. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for sharing. God bless you all. And if I don't get to talk to you before Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving. Where we go one, we go all.